So maybe we should, or I should, tell you a little bit about homeopathy.
Why don't we do that?
Okay. Basically, homeopathy is based on the law, like cures like. So, what in a large, crude dose would cause certain symptoms, in a small or microdose would cure those same exact symptoms.
Right, or as situations with disease process go, a disease that presents very similarly to the maximum or overdose of a certain substance would then fit the picture of that homeopathic remedy, and that's when a practitioner would know. For example, we were talking earlier about the onion situation, that Allium sepa, or onion, that's the botanical name for onion, when a person cuts an onion open, they usually have runny eyes and, you know, burning of the eyes, and so someone who had an allergic problem that would have the runny eyes and those kinds of symptoms could be given Allium sepa homeopathically and find relief with that symptom.
Right. Like when I took the Ruta earlier. For the ganglion cyst, inside the Materia Medica, which is a complete listing of all the remedies
mm-hmm.
and their
symptoms.
I'm
sure some of our listeners are familiar with Materia Medica.
Mm-hmm. That guided me towards the correct remedy for a cyst.
Mm-hmm.
In the Materia Medica, you can look up any symptom, any remedy. In fact, there are diseases that haven't even come out yet that homeopathy is still waiting to cure.
Mm-hmm.
Coming soon to a theater near you. Tell us a little bit about your kit there, what remedies you've selected for that top six traveling kit.
And also you can maybe explain a little bit about acute prescribing in homeopathy, the difference, like if this is a first aid kit, this would be for an acute situation, whereas versus constitutional homeopathy, okay?
Okay, I gotcha.